Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's a traveling man, ready to impart his wisdom and tips.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Now on Paul and Jordana, it's time for Preaching Travel with DJ.
Just a quick reminder, Twins pregame at 4:30. We're off at 4:30, the Twins taking on the soon-to-be Guardians. Still think it should be Guardians of the Galaxy. That would be cool. That would be a great logo. So last month, my wife and I were supposed to go to Greece on a cruise. That fell through for a long list of good reasons, and we're pivoting. We're driving east right after the show, taking in a couple of college football games, visiting family. The art of the pivot. We've all been pivoting for 18 long months now. When it comes to travel, though, you don't have to settle. And I look forward to these segments with you, DJ, because you and I both have a lust for travel and seeing new things. What's at the top of your list?
Oh, man. Sometimes I think I truly have a problem because, you know, we got back from a cabin last weekend. I got a couple camping trips coming up. I was just looking at some airline tickets for later this fall and a little mini propane heater for my next camping trip. I got too many irons in the fire. And I'm excited. I was looking up how many miles it is that you have to drive tonight if you can make it on one tank. I don't know. I love everything travel. And look, somebody asked me what I've done over the last 2 years for travel, and they go, oh, it must be really hard for you. You can't go. I go, no, I've traveled as much as ever. I've just had to edit the travel that I did. I did a lot of road trips. I did a lot of other things, and we're learning more and more. And actually, we've heard for a while now that the actual act of air travel is not super high on the risk scale. Now, once you get to the place you're going, if you're going to crowded places and concerts and things like that, yes, the risk can be there. But the actual time spent specifically in the airplane actually isn't super high risk. So it's of my belief that now's a great time to travel. It's what you do while you're traveling and whether you're vaccinated and who you're around and things like that that you need to watch out for. And that's enough for the COVID talk, because what I really want to tell you about is my top ideas. You asked me yesterday, where should people go this fall? What are some ideas if, you know, Labor Day's gone and maybe I want to head somewhere this fall? What kinds of things should I look at? So my first thought is it is not too late to travel internationally this fall. We've been in COVID for over a year now. Most places around the world that are highly traveled are open, at least in some way. You'll have to figure out if you need to get tested or, you know, show a vaccine card or whatever. But most places are open. And again, if you go to a place wherever you're going and spend time outside or at the beach or hiking or doing safe activities, you can totally do it. So it might be a good time this fall to use some airline points or vouchers that you've accumulated over time. Often the fall has lower fares, not just for flying, but also for using your points. There's a little window past the fall rush and before the holidays that maybe that ticket that was supposed to be 30,000 points is only 22,000 points. So it's a good time to use those airline points that you've been racking up. I know, like, for example, on American Airlines, if you travel in early November is one of the windows, the small windows where you can get a discount on booking award tickets. And all of those depend on the airline and the kind of points you have and everything. But it could be a good time. I also just on a whim, I know that there's deals available for international travel. Here's three things I found in 5 minutes of looking today. Nonstop to Cancun from Minneapolis for $320. Puerto Rico for under $200 round trip this fall. That one you might have to be careful about whether you want to travel Spirit or not, because you can get tickets on Spirit to Puerto Rico for $120. But I'm not sure if you want to do that. Maybe we'll cover that in a different segment.
Well, okay.
I've chosen not to go the Spirit route, but maybe if you got some flexibility, you could. And then how about this? Madrid for $300.
Whoa.
Round trip in October. That one caught
Madrid,
my attention.
Madrid, Kansas, or Madrid, Spain?
No, real Madrid, Spain. It wasn't a crazy itinerary. It was, you know, just I was just looking at some random dates in October, and it's out there. So there's places to go. There's places that are open. There's airfare that is reasonable. So that would be my first suggestion for this fall.
Cool. So you have it broken down. If you want to get out and soak up nature, you've got a couple of good options here that are drivable.
Yes. And my first one is actually the Ozarks in Missouri and Arkansas, depending on where you go. It's 8 to 10 hours away. And we were in the Ozarks last year, and it's real mountains and nature. It's not like the Rocky Mountains, but it's real mountains, nature, streams, outback, hiking, camping, all that kind of stuff. And you're going straight south, so it's not that far away, but you get an extended fall there. It's a little warmer than it is here. So I'd encourage going to the Ozarks. There's actually three very large national forests. It's a giant swath of Missouri and Arkansas that are considered the Ozarks. And there are beautiful sites and places to go all through that area. I'd also suggest checking out the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. That's also drivable. You can be to the border of the UP in under 4 hours from the Twin Cities and then choose how much further you want to go in that direction.
Very cool. And you have Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and I could not agree anymore. I mean, it's fabulous. You feel like you're on the surface of Mars when you see that park. It's incredible.
And people forget about that. You drive past on your way to Yellowstone. That's in western North Dakota. It's about an 8-ish hour drive from here, and it's a great place to go for a long weekend this fall.
Very cool. And you have anywhere in Utah.
Oh,
you're very
pro-Utah. I have a love affair with Utah. We've only been maybe three times, but even my daughter talks about it. Daddy, when can we go back to Utah? It's just... Oh, we need a whole hour to talk about Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's stunning in every way. Go skiing, go hiking, slot canyons, ATVing, anything. Utah is
Park City
amazing.
Is incredible.
Yes.
I'm with you there. And also, if you're a baseball fan, why not combine seeing new cities with checking out the Twins or your I can't imagine any other favorite teams. But.
Well, yeah. I mean, what a great way to explore a city than to go to see your favorite team as sort of a reason to go there and then spend some time there. So the Twins are in Chicago in a couple weeks. Think about going to a Vikings game in Arizona or Carolina and maybe even check out the Timberwolves when they play the Milwaukee Bucks in the end of October. The NBA championship Milwaukee Bucks. Think about that. You drive 5 hours, you catch a Wolves-Bucks game, and then make a weekend out of it. Maybe check out a brewery or something in Milwaukee. So
Milwaukee has a good rep, kind of a hipster town.
It is.
A lot of great restaurants.
Yes.
A lot of great bars, outdoor stuff. Very cool. Thank you for sharing the ideas. And I got to run. I got to actually drive to Rockford tonight. We get to check out lovely Rockford. But do me a favor, keep an eye on Jordana, okay? Just watch her.
Yeah, I'll try. We'll see how good that goes.
All right. Hey, thanks, DJ, and thank you. Be safe out there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.